Dr. Shi with you this week's Parshi Metzoida, something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. At the end of this week's Parshi speaks the laws about a Zov. If a man had a discharge, certain type of impurity that was exited his body. And not going to go into all the details, a lot, it's very complex laws. In general, the Torah goes in to say there are three types of impurity that he could transmit. One is called a mishkov, something that he lies upon, a bed. Then there's a tumah called moishov, something that this impure person sat on. And then there's the third thing called merkav, something that he rides on, the saddle and the different parts of the saddle, like Rashi explains. And here we find an interesting thing. This is what Rebbe Levi Yitzchak's question is. The impurity that this person transmits to where he lies down, the mishkov, and also on what he sits upon, is a stronger type of tumah impurity. And that is that the next person who comes along and touches that bed, or he sits on that seat where that impure person sat, then that person, he himself becomes impure, but also his garments become impure. Has to be immersed in the mikvah. However, by merkav, if an impure person was touched certain parts of the saddle or sat on it, then those parts, another person comes along and touches it, leans on it, then it only transmits to himself, but also to foods and beverages. It doesn't make his garments impure. And Rashi explains this, these Chumash and Chitas, they know these laws. And so Rabbi Levi Yitzchak asks, why is the Tumah, the impurity of the Mishkov, the bed, and the Moshe of his seat, stronger and greater than the Tumah of Merkav, the parts of the saddle when he was sitting? Explains Rabbi Levi Yitzchak something very, very nice. In general, a person is divided into three parts. Impurity, God forbid, can enter a person in three parts of his body. A person has a mind, his seichel, his das, his knowledge. That's the upper part of your body. Then you have in the center part of your body called the guf, that's your emotional feelings. In Kabbalistic language, that's called da-zo, the midah shebelev, the feelings of your heart. And then there's the lower part of your body, the lower part of your torso and your feet, and that is called, in general, action. It only does things. Now, when a person, explains Rabbi Levitz, does an avera, I'm just going to give this example. Rabbi Levitz doesn't say this, but in concept, I'll take, for example, the laws of Shabbos. If a person is a God-fearing Jew, and also in his mind, he'll never want to do something against Hashem. He loves Shabbos. He wants to keep Shabbos. He understands the greatness of Shabbos. And also in his heart, he would never have even think about transgressing, doing something against Shabbos. But then by mistake, he walks by a switch and the light goes on by mistake. So even though it's a sin, that's called an external sin. It only was in Maase B'Poel, only was in the action. But in his heart, in his internal powers of his life, his emotion and his mind, God forbid, he would never do something against Hashem. Then you have another person who he knows in his mind it's Shabbos, but then sometimes he can have a lust and desire that he should do something against Shabbos. And then you have the third party, God forbid, also in his intellect, he does something against Shabbos. And that's a deeper type of Navera. What this Rabbi Levi Yitzchak explains is the difference between a bed, what that symbolizes, a Moishov, what you sit, and America, what you ride. And he says something very nice. When you lie down, of course your body's lying down, but it's mainly your head should get rest. So your Roish, if you're lying down and your body's on the bed, but your head is not, you can't really rest. The main thing of the resting is your head and your body too, but in addition, the main part is that you should, you know, your head should rest, and you should rest up. So Mishkav is also involves the brains, the head. Moishav, when you sit, if you look, main part of your sitting up is your body. If you want to put up your feet, you have to have a reclining position or something, an extra stool for your feet, but it's mainly sitting for your body. And even your head, sometimes you need something when you sit, you need something else to support it. So by sitting, it's more the center, the part of your body. When you ride on something, what do you ride for? You ride for, instead of walking, you want to ride. And also when you ride on a horse, on a saddle, you divide your feet. And what's connected to it? Your lower part of your torso, which is more the ma'aseh poel. We call that the action part. And here's what Rebbe Lisa wants to teach us and tells us. Hashem is saying, it depends to what degree of impurity was involved over here. If it's only the level of a merkav, which it's more for the feet and more from the lower part of the torso connected to it. So that symbolizes a Jew where he made a mistake in the action, but in his emotion and in his intellect, he's still connected to Hashem in a pure way. That's why the impurity that transmits is at a lower level degree, because it's not so severe and it only contaminates food and beverages, but not garments, not kelim. However, if a person has internally in his heart, he's not pure but Hashem, the evil got into the tumah, the impurity got into his heart as well, he has lusts and desires in the improper way, and that symbolizes with Moishav, which your body is sitting on, and also Mishkav, the bed symbolizes also, God forbid, your head is also involved, you don't have the true values, even in your mind, it's not so, you could do something against Hashem and you don't feel bad about it. Then that showed that the impurity reached deeper, not only into the, you made a mistake into the action, but also now internally in your heart. And also even furthermore, a higher level, it could reach into your understanding. Also, the impurity got in there to the Eitz Hara. Then that's a much stronger type of tumah. And therefore, explained Rabbi Yitzchak so beautiful, by Mishkav and Saimoishav, the tumah, the impurity transmits not only to beverages and to foods, but also to garments, to show that's a more stronger type of tumel levushim. He explains it over there, more Kabbalistic language. You can look it up. And this is all a mesichta in his chedushim of Yudah Meshas. He explains the Mishnayos over there from Metzora and all the kelim, all of everything about purity. He has a beautiful discussion about this. And on the other hand, by the tumel of Merkav, that's only the lower part of the body symbolizes, and therefore it's a lesser degree of tumah. And just to conclude, something very, very nice, Kabbalistically, it explains, if you look at all these words, Mishkav, Moishav, Merkav, they all start with a mem, and they all finish with a beis. Mishkav, Moishav, Merkav, mem beis is known as mab, that's a type of gvur, where symbolizes tumah can enter through that, that's a type of gvur. A concealment type of kedusha, of holiness, and therefore tumah can set in. But look at this beautiful thing. He says the middle words of merkav. It's spelled mem resh. Merkav, mem resh chav beis. So the beginning and the end is mab, but the middle letters, the center letters, are rach. Rach means soft and minor, symbolizing this is a rach type of tumah. It's not so strong, and therefore it only transmits tumah when you touch it, only to your garment, only to your food and to beverages, but not to the garments. You see how everything in Torah is so exact, and that's why it's exactly the Torah mentions these three things, symbolizes to what degree the tumah has reached to.